This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
DJV show, you'll love the DJV podcast. It's full of exclusive bonus content. Just search for DJV show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
DJV show, Doug Steffen, and up service today beside me and Kara Schillen, at least in this hour of the program, is Rich McFadden, who spent many years on the air with me. He's the chief, one of the chief honchos at our originating network, Radio America. Every once in a while, he gets this urge to go on the air and tell people what he thinks.
That's right.
So, we got that. Kara Schillen is at the controls in our studio in Washington. You sent me something this week that I found interesting. It was a column in the Washington Post focused on President Trump, as many columns in the Washington Post do. He, according to this columnist, may be remembered as the most honest president in modern American history.
Yeah, I mean, their article was written by Paul Waldman, and he's, you know, obviously conservative, but I was just shocked that the Post even printed it, because basically what they do is run down the promises that Trump made during his campaign and follow up on whether he's actually gone through with those promises, and he has. Mm-hmm. If you look at of the list of the things that he promised, let me see.
Well, I'm looking at, he said he promised to enact the biggest tax cuts and reforms in American history. Actually, these are the eighth largest, but he's also said our economy is the strongest it's ever been, and that may be true. If you look down around, we have a lot of debt, but the economy is kind of humming along at the right now. But he says when it comes to the real barometer of presidential truthfulness, keeping his promises, Trump is a paragon of honesty. For better or for worse, he's doing exactly what he promised he would do. For example, moving the U.S. Embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. Okay. He promised to crush and destroy ISIS. And pretty much Daesh, I call them, they have been sent packing. He promised to impose travel ban on countries that he saw as posing a terrorist threat. And that ban has been upheld by the Supreme Court. Promised to punish Syria if they use chemical weapons on their people. He followed through, not once, but twice. He pledged to nominate Supreme Court justices in the mold of Justice Scalia. And now we got Gorsuch and Kavanaugh. They both are not Scalia, but they've got the same attitude. I don't think anybody, you know, Scalia was pretty unique. He also pledged Richie to fill the federal appellate courts with young conservative judges, and so far, Senate's confirmed 29 of those.
Yep. So, and people don't see that a lot. The federal judges, I mean, everybody sees the SCOTUS judges that he's appointed and looks at that. And let me tell you something, if Trump gets reelected in 2020, he's going to get two more. So you add that to all, forget everything else. If you add that, the federal judges, the SCOTUS judges, and then all of the regulations that he's just ripping apart. He created a rule that said for every new regulation that we create, we have to get rid of two old ones. And they've done it. And he's gotten rid of hundreds of regulations that just create this bureaucratic boondoggle that everybody has to jump through in our government and in business.
A lot of the EPA stuff, Clean Power Plan, the Paris Climate Accord, more oil exploration, that kind of stuff. He has not helped. As you know, Richie, I'm a farmer in addition to being a broadcaster, and I do this weekly program and podcast called the American Family Farmer podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. The farmers are not faring well under Mr. Trump. Trade wars hurting a lot. His being, frankly, kind of a big city New Yorker. He doesn't get the sense of what agriculture is all about. He eats McDonald's hamburgers every day, so what the hell does he know?
Right, that's what this isn't about. This is about, he said, I'm going to do this.
No, I'm just saying that as an aside.
Yeah,
I get it.
So, like, a couple of the things...
Go ahead.
Well, a couple of the things that he hasn't been able to follow through on was repealing Obamacare. I mean, he's taking some whacks at it.
Yeah.
And also building the wall.
Mm-hmm.
But he's tried. He's tried hard. Yeah. So he's, you know, it's just interesting that you look at politicians, and most politicians say, when I'm elected, I'm going to do this, 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 and this.
And they don't do anything.
And how many of them actually follow through with that?
Yeah.
They don't.
They don't.
This guy, like this guy says, for better or worse, he says what he says, and he does it.
Yep. Here's something I remember he told black voters, what do you have to lose? Vote for me. And basically he said, I'll bring jobs back for you. We'll bring your spirit back. Well, unemployment in black communities has reached its lowest level ever recorded. So, and the tax reform bill had opportunity zones to try to revitalize struggling towns and inner city communities. A lot of gentrification going on around this country. A lot of it. A lot of cities are being basically rebuilt. And so with that being the case, I think there, you know, there's something to be said. It's just, I don't know, it's just an interesting thing, the way the news media handles him and what some of the facts are.
It's easy to do because he throws so many softballs to the media to attack him with because he's, you know, this week, horse face. Really? You got to go there?
Come on. You don't have to go there. Cut it out.
But I read a stat last week that black business startups are at the highest level since he's been in office in history.
Like I don't understand why. Like what it is about
400%.
Why is it that blacks are all assumed to be voting Democrats? Why is it that people assume, including blacks, that they ought to vote Democrat? I don't get that, frankly.
Well,
never
I mean,
have.
You look at most African Americans and Latinos and Asians.
Yeah.
I mean, when you get down to the nitty gritty, they are usually conservative. Mm-hmm. It's just the you know, the benefits of the programs.
Yeah,
a lot of times that people
coming up in a moment, where some of Hitler's last relatives are living. It's 13 and change past the hour here on the DJV program. Admit it, you probably want to eat in a more healthy fashion, but getting enough organic fruits and vegetables into your diet every day can be very hard to do. That's why I'm very excited to introduce you to Texas Superfood. Texas Superfood has created a blend of the best USDA organic vine-ripened fruits and vegetables, all in a convenient capsule or powder form. Dr. Dennis Black invented Texas Superfood over 20 years ago with one goal in mind, to help you get the all-natural nutrition you need and deserve. Texas Superfood Complete Organic makes eating healthy easy. Personally, I love knowing that every time I take Texas Superfood, I'm getting 55 naturally grown raw fruits and vegetables. So go to TexasSuperfood.com/Doug to see their full line of quality nutritional products. That's TexasSuperfood.com/Doug, or you can call them at 855-TEXAS-55, TexasSuperfoods.com/Doug. Calitrin contains absolutely no drugs, absolutely no stimulants. It is completely safe to take, even if you're taking other medications. It's guaranteed or your money back. So you want to lose the weight, get on the program, maintain your weight, stay on the program, take care of things, aches and pains, stay with Calitrin, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, Calitrin. You get it by going to toploss.com, 10% off when you use the DJV code, and if you buy more than three bottles, you get a fourth one free. Make sure you check that box, though, for DJV to get the special deal, or you can talk to a counselor at 833-TOP-LOSS. People hear me talking about Calitrin on the air, and they want to know what the real deal is, what the story is. So I tell them to call that number and talk to an expert. Get on the program, sign up, get the all of the benefits by going to toploss.com. Use the discount code DJV.
The Geek Out. Search engine privacy continues to be a question for consumers. As we all know, searching for something in Bing or Google then impacts a host of experiences across the web as the data is tracked to serve you related ads. But there's an option growing in popularity. It's a new search engine called DuckDuckGo, and they promise the ability to search the web just like Google or Bing, but with no tracking of what you search. No cookies, no pixels, no nothing. The site's really grown in popularity, recently hitting a milestone of 30 million direct searches in one day, which is double from just 9 months ago. But to put that into perspective, Google processes over 3 billion searches a day by themselves. But you can go try it for yourself. It's called DuckDuckGo.com.
Brought to you by Indeed. Used by over 3 million businesses for hiring, where business owners and HR professionals can post job openings with screener questions, then sort, review, and communicate with candidates from an online dashboard. Learn more at Indeed.com/hire.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Yes! Without Jen or Victoria, Rich McFadden, Doug Stephan, Kara Schillen, some of Adolf Hitler's last surviving relatives have been living under the radar on Long Island for decades.
Get out!
His great-nephews Alexander, Lewis, and Brian Stewart Houston, the only living descendants of Hitler on the paternal side, live lives quietly, apparently, fly American flags in the yards. There was an article this week in the Bild newspaper, a German newspaper, which came knocking at their doors.
Uh-oh. I feel kind of bad for them. I mean, it's another reason not to go to Long Island, I guess. But what did these guys really have to do with Hitler? Nothing. And now
well,
everyone knows their name.
All of them are sons of Hitler's nephew, William Patrick Hitler, who was born in England to Hitler's half-brother, Alwa Hitler Jr. Alwa, who left home at 14, wound up working as a waiter in Dublin, split when Willie Hitler was young, according to the New Yorker. But Willie wound up visiting his estranged dad in Germany in 1929, where he attended a Nuremberg rally. He then returned to England, began giving interviews to the press as Hitler's English nephew, until he was summoned to Berlin to face the furious Führer, and I guess it was all history after that. So, folks on Long Island, is there any is there any privacy for anybody?
You got to wonder how they probably got found because somebody on Ancestry.com.
Yeah.
Kind of found
out
them.
Of them.
Right,
yeah.
Right, right, right. Yeah. But you got to wonder, how did their name become Houston?
Hitler?
Right.
Oh, he changed it around.
I would imagine.
I mean, isn't when you hear somebody named Maggie Hitler moved into your neighborhood, would you be wondering, is she or isn't she?
Absolutely. Well, so I just went to whitepages.com and I looked up the name Hitler. You got to figure.
Really?
Yeah, let's see here. Hold on a second. How many?
Right.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot.
Hitler.
Christopher Hitler, Jennifer Hitler, Horace Hitler, Perez Hitler, Adolf Hitler lives in Clay, New York.
Good God.
Yeah.
What family, what mother and father would be stupid enough to name their kid Adolf Hitler?
George Davison Hitler Jr.
Unbelievable.
Attila Hitler, all right. Paul Hitler. There's another Adolf Hitler. Another Adolf Hitler.
Another
one. Ways.
Really?
Yeah.
Nuts.
Nantucket, Massachusetts. Look out, Doug.
Really? Uh-oh. A new executive order extend early voting deadlines for Floridians, at least 8 counties there. Florida will relax some of its voting rules for residents of the counties hit hard by Hurricane Michael. Governor issued an executive order that will extend early voting deadlines for people in 8 counties in Florida along the panhandle. Early voting in Florida usually ends the weekend before elections, but the order extends it through the November 6th election itself. Also allows voters in those counties to request ballots be mailed to them at addresses different from the address in the voter registration system. Seems to make sense. Secretary of State in Florida said these changes were based on feedback from locally elected supervisors of elections, as many of these counties are still dealing. Well, that seems to make sense, doesn't it?
Yeah. I mean, do what you got to do.
Yeah.
But just make sure there's extra eyeballs down there, because that's where problems start to happen.
Right. Florida is one of the most corrupt states when it comes to, look at what happened to, what is it, the Chad? Remember
the Hanging Chads.
2000.
Yeah.
When Bush got elected by fiat instead of actually the counting of the votes. All right. That's old history. History is old, period. It's old news. 21 after the hour here on the DJV program.
Yeah. It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Music time in this hour, 23 and change, almost 24 actually after the hour. Let's get into Coldplay's Celebration. They have a tour to support their Head Full of Dreams live album, concert, film coming out. They want to help you if you're a fan of theirs. Relive their record-breaking Head Full of Dreams tour for the release of a butterfly package, commemorative butterfly package, on the 7th of December. Package includes a live album, concert film, new documentary to celebrate their tour. The album, Live in Buenos Aires, recorded November 15th last year, final concert of last year's tour, 24 tracks. Live in Buenos Aires will be the first time audio from Coldplay concerts has ever been released in its entirety. The film, Live in Sao Paulo, recorded during November 8th concert, played for 5.5 million fans on that tour. Wow. Completing the butterfly package is the new Head Full of Dreams documentary, which spans Coldplay's impressive 20-year career. The documentary will also stream exclusively through Amazon Prime Video starting the 16th of next month. Be shown at select theaters on November 14th. I actually might go see that. I think that would be interesting just to see what went on. And you know what spurred me on to do that, Richie?
What's that?
Seeing A Star is Born and realizing that the three concert shots that were a part of that movie were all done by the stars in front of the audiences at big, mega big celebrations, and they were all done in one take.
Wow.
You know that?
Wow, that's pretty cool.
Every one of those shots with... And Bradley Cooper apparently was brought out on stage at the Stagecoach, and he told the audience what he was going to do, and then they did it, and he was done in 8 minutes.
Wow.
Gaga did one in 4 minutes at the Glastonbury.
That's really cool.
Yeah, it really is. Gives you goosebumps to know that they're that good that they can get it done, and that Bradley Cooper actually mastered, because he used to tell people he couldn't sing, couldn't carry a tune in a bucket. And so he managed to overcome that very well, actually.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
So, yeah, and that's kind of what makes me, I like to see some of these live concerts because it's fun to see the audience and what their reactions are to some of the songs, as long as they're playing the hits. I want to see.
I don't get your fascination with Coldplay, though. He always looks, what's his name, Chris, what's his face?
Chris Martin.
Chris Martin always looks like he's got constipation on stage. Like when he's bent over and bouncing like down. I'm like,
I've heard he's pretty good at singing in concert, though.
Yeah, he's pretty good at singing. I'm interested in the singing, not whether he's got constipation.
I don't want to see a guy jump around on stage looking like he has to go to the bathroom.
Okay.
That's doing anything for me.
All right, let's do the Mavis Staples story, Kara, shall we? Because this is cool. There's an Irish singer-songwriter named Hozier. I don't know. Richie, you know who Hozier is?
I do not know.
Yeah. He had a huge song a few years ago. Here, I'll play a little bit. Take Me to Church.
Oh, yeah. This
song was huge a couple years ago.
Really? All right. So he has worked on a new song with Mavis Staples. And now on the adult alternative song airplay chart, the song Nina Cried Power with Mavis Staples has gone to number one. That's pretty interesting. And a fun bonus to the achievement is that Mavis Staples scores her very first solo hit, number one ever. You remember the Staples Singers and all the hits that they had? Well, she has been on her own for the last, what, 7, 8 years? Kind of. She's been in any number of... She's just like the, she's 78 years old. 79, something like close to 80.
Yeah.
And she's out there...
Go get it, Mavis.
Working it. She's doing all
keep
right.
Keep on getting it.
Mavis Staples in the focus here on the DJV program.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump speaking in Missoula, Montana, making it clear he's running for a second term.
First they say he doesn't know what he's doing. Perhaps he's incompetent. He doesn't know what he's doing. It's terrible. Then 2 minutes later they say... He's got it for 8 years. He's going to take it for long. You can't have both. You can only go one way or the other. You can't do both. Now, 8 years is going to be fine, right? 8 years is going to be.
The president says it appears that a missing Washington Post journalist is dead. The president pressed by reporters about Jamal Khashoggi and saying if Saudi Arabia is found to be responsible for his death, there will be very severe consequences. Hurricane Michael claims another life a week after it strikes the Florida coast. It's up to 35 deaths blamed on that storm, and this is USA Radio News.
Are you one of the millions of self-employed Americans who work 60-plus hours a week but still can't find the time to do the books? Or is your small business bookkeeping and payroll costing you an arm and a leg? Now there's eDataQuick.com, the company that's disrupting the way small business owners keep their financial records up to date, and for pennies on the dollar. If you're spending hours doing data entry in software like QuickBooks, stop wasting your precious time right now. Focus on your business and let the experienced CPAs at eDataQuick.com take care of your books. Our experts are available 24/7 for a fraction of what you're paying now.
I was paying $800 a month for a bookkeeper for my ice cream store. Now, eDataQuick does my books for $200 a month, and they include payroll.
Call the experts at eDataQuick at 800-743-9556 and get your first 2 months for free. Start doing your books starting as low as $50 a month, and your first 2 months are free. Call 800-743-9556 or go to eDataQuick.com to get started. Call now for 2 months free at 800-743-9556.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
About 34 after the hour, big time voice of Big Time Doug on Big Time Radio. Big Time Rich is here. Big Time Kara.
Hey now.
At your service. Yeah. Okay, so would you be surprised to learn, ladies and gentlemen, that the top 3% of U.S. taxpayers paid the majority, the vast majority of income taxes last year?
No, I would not.
After October 15th, when all of the filings are finally due, the president filed his income tax return, I filed mine. I don't know when you filed yours, Richie, but you got to have all the money on April 15th. But
right.
If you have a complicated tax return, it sometimes takes a long time to put all the pieces together. So now that the numbers are actually in for last year, again, the stat suggests strongly that all those people who whine and cry,
the top 1% is getting all of the tax breaks.
Yeah, sorry.
It's because they pay most of the taxes.
Right. So, anyway, biggest revenue source, obviously, your taxes, individual income taxes. And last year, the individual income tax, about 1.7, 1.8 trillion. About half of all the federal revenues, still not enough to pay the bill. Although Trump said he was going to, what was his promise about the debt and stuff, whatever it was, it's gone. That's one of the promises that hasn't seen fruition.
Well, you make the tax cuts, but then you have to make the spending cuts to
right,
match the
exactly.
tax cuts.
Yeah.
And that's what they need to do now.
They haven't done that. So anyway, 140 million taxpayers who reported income of $10 trillion. I'm looking at some of that, trying to figure out this chart here. This is an article in Bloomberg Magazine. Oh, by the way, we're not supposed to... one of my gurus, I probably should know this, having been on the air as long as I have been, that we are supposed to take credit for the information that we present to you. We're not supposed to give credit to magazines, newspapers, TV shows. This is our information. I don't know where we're supposed to have gotten it from, but... anyway.
Because we have such a huge staff to go out and do all
that's
this.
That's it. Right. We got the staff on the job.
Yeah.
Anyway, the top 1% paid a greater share of individual income taxes. That is 37%. The bottom 90% paid 30%. So 37% of all the income the government has taken in come from the top 1%. Get that? Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. So over a third of all the income comes from 1% of the taxpayers, and 30%, less than a third of the income, comes from the bottom 90%. All right? So then the rest of the other
9%. So the rest of it comes from us.
The other 9%. Yeah.
Right.
Right. Exactly.
Because we're not in the bottom 30, and we're not in the top 1 or 3.
No.
So, yeah. So we pay the rest of it.
Yeah. In other words, the top 50% of all taxpayers, individual taxpayers, paid 97% of the income taxes. So the bottom 50% paid 3%. Come on. But it's fair. I just am tired of people whining. But actually, Richie, there are 1,400 taxpayers paying over 4% of all income taxes. Think about that. There are 1,400 taxpayers.
Right. Out of 300 million people.
4%. Yeah. 1,400 taxpayers pay almost 4% of the income taxes. All right?
So the argument there will be, well, why should those people get all the money? Why should they get all the income? 1,400 people getting all that amount of income, they should spread it out. There shouldn't be this low 30%. Some of those people should give some of their money to the low 30% so that we have more equality of income.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Thanks, Rich. Ay. And then...
It's not fair, Doug.
No, Richie, it's not. I'm tired of all of this. There's so much sort of glowering. Is there a word? Glowering. I like that word, even if it's not a word.
There is now.
Yeah. The attention paid to Trump. We were talking earlier about his accomplishments or promises, and then the economic boom being part of it. Even though there is this economic boom, and it's been felt by Hispanics and Black Americans, White Americans. It's been felt by everybody. Even that, though, is not enough to give Trump a positive television image. 92% of the stories on television news last week were negative about Trump. 92%.
Sure.
I'm not a fan. For me, I would like to see somebody who's doing what he does, who has the demeanor of Paul Ryan, doing what he does. I mean, and some
That's
people say to me when
do.
I have that conversation is, well, he couldn't get some of this stuff done if he wasn't of the personality that he is. And that's probably true to a point.
Exactly true. I would love nothing more than Trump to become Oz, where he sits behind the curtain and just pulls the strings.
Yeah.
And somebody like Orion sits up front and says all the nice things that we want to hear.
Yeah.
But the reality is, as much as I can't stand it when he opens his mouth or picks up his Twitter, is that You need to be that guy. He does not care what you think of him.
No, he doesn't.
He is going to do what he wants to do, and he doesn't care what his highest assistants say, and he doesn't care what his enemies say. He doesn't care what the media says. I'm going to do what I want to do, and that's what it takes to get some of this stuff done. Mm-hmm. And the reality is, you can't have your kid look up to this guy and be a hero because he's going to say some stupid stuff.
Well, it is kind of.
But you know what? You can't have him look up because the guy does what he thinks is right and doesn't let anybody sway him. Remember how we used to laugh at Bill Clinton because, I mean, the guy wouldn't make a decision without doing 15 polls first.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, wherever the wind blew, that's where Clinton blew it. He's like, oh, okay, great. You know, hey, thanks, Newt. I love that top 10 list you gave me. And he went ahead and he did what Newt Gingrich said. Yeah, I'll do that. No problem. And everybody loved him. He was popular.
Yeah,
because he was. People wanted.
Yeah. Well, he was. He made us feel good about being Americans. That was one of the things.
Well, he pretty much just didn't pay attention.
Mm. All right. In a moment, Richie and I are going to focus here on some things. I know this is going to bug some of you because we're not even at Halloween yet. But there are a lot of people, like it or not, who are already out looking for holiday toys, holiday gifts. And so the tips begin with some of this year's holiday must-haves coming up right after this.
Now in its 10th year, America's Farmers Grove Communities, sponsored by the Monsanto Fund, a philanthropic arm of Bayer, will partner with farmers to find and fund organizations that make a positive impact in rural communities across the country. Now through November 1st, farmers can enroll for a chance to direct a $2,500 donation to a local eligible nonprofit organization. Debbie Childress is the director of a food bank in rural Kentucky that received a Grow Communities donation.
It was exciting for us to see there was a program like this that not only supports farmers and what they do, but also invests in local nonprofits that are working to better their community.
In 2019, Grow Communities is expected to award more than $3 million to rural nonprofits, and the program has awarded more than $29 million since 2010. Farmers can enroll in the program now through November 1st by visiting www.growcommunities.com. That's growcommunities.com.
Are you tossing and turning every night, counting sheep? Gets a bit old, doesn't it? I've been there, done that. But now, with my pillow, those restless nights are long gone. I wake up feeling more refreshed than ever before. So why don't you do what I've done? Ditch those lumpy pillows. You deserve the best. Let my pillow provide you with the comfortable night's sleep that you've been missing. Made right here in America, 100% machine washable and dryable. Unlike those other pillows, my pillow comes with a 10-year warranty and 60-day guarantee. What do you got to lose other than a sore neck and a bad night's rest? One click away from a great night's sleep. Go to MyPillow.com and use the discount code DJV. Buy one MyPillow, get the second one free. It doesn't make any difference. Any MyPillow, get the second one free. That's right, two MyPillows for the price of one. Go to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV. That's the code DJV at MyPillow.com. So what's in store for us? 44 at the hour here on the DJV program. Latest toys and bikes and that sort of thing. Oh, my God, we're talking about this already? Trey Bodge is an accomplished and relatable lifestyle journalist, commentator specializing in smart shopping, personal finance, shopping, parenting, that sort of thing. So let's get to the best buys here. Trey here to discuss the toys. Do you feel strange talking about this stuff this early, or are you okay with that?
I'm okay with it because I think about holiday all year long.
Do you?
This is my big busy season, and yeah, so I've been thinking about this for months, so I'm really excited to actually be talking about it.
All right, so let's talk about some of the things. I sort of hinted that you have the scoop on some of the ride-on toys, and the reason I start with that is because I actually have been, I have a four-year-old, or it will be a Christmas, four-year-old grandson. And because I'm a farmer, I was trying to find him a ride-on tractor that was self-powered, and I can't find one. I can find cars for a couple of $100 that are self-powered. Is that unusual? That's the first time I ever, maybe it's because I'm looking for them, but have they been around for a while, Trey, or are they new?
Yeah, well, you know, they've been around for a while, but they improve every year. And so Huffy has one that's the RC Monster Truck, which might be fun for you, and because it's the perfect size for your grandson. It's a two-in-one toy, too, because it's a ride-on toy, but it also transitions really easily to a radio-controlled vehicle just by pulling up the steering wheel. And so it's a lot of fun to play with and so much play value.
Oh, that's
and
cool.
It goes forward and backward, and so there's so much fun to be had with that one. And then there's another one more for the girls. There's the Disney Princess Royal Horse and Carriage, which has a lot of play value, too. She's got storage for her toys and an area to put her drink, and that one goes forward and backward. And then if you're looking for that classic bike, Huffy has an easy-build bike that is comes out of the box. It takes just a minute to put it together. It's so easy, and it's easy to grow with your child, very easy to adjust and assemble, and comes in all different styles and sizes. So in terms of ride-on toys and toys with wheels, I think these toys from Huffy are going to be really hot this holiday season.
Trey, what's the horsepower on that monster truck?
The monster truck is 12. Well, it has a 12-volt battery, and it goes 2.5 miles per hour when you're riding on, and then 5 miles per hour when you're using the radio control.
They don't make them big enough for you, Richie. Your butt's too big. You
won't I got some
not
tools.
Not big enough for you, unfortunately, but for your grandson, for sure.
Yeah.
So, Huffy, it's interesting. I haven't heard about the Huffy brand for a long time. I used to have a Huffy bike.
My daughter
it's
has a Huffy.
It's kind of nice to see or hear that they're that I didn't go anywhere, but they're as prominent as they are now, Trey.
Oh, they really are. I mean, they've been around for 125 years, and really their specialty is fun and ease and reliability and quality. And what's great about these toys that I'm talking about is that you have that big, exciting box under the tree. Your child opens it, and it takes just minutes to get that toy up and running for your child. And also with the battery-operated toys, they come with a rechargeable battery. So it's not like you're scrambling around looking for the right battery and replacing them when they run out.
You know,
you just plug that right back in and recharge, and then your child can get right back into the fun.
Hallelujah, sister, because let me tell you something. You've been, Doug, you've done this where you're under the tree having to put together 87 pieces for a Christmas.
Yeah, no.
Or you have to wait for the battery to charge. It'll only take 6 more hours.
Yeah, right.
Right. I mean, that's what I recommend for parents is ease of use, no hassle. So finding a toy that you can get the kids up and running and playing really quickly and, like you said, not spending the whole night before assembling that toy or doing it while your child's sitting there saying, is my toy ready yet?
Right.
So I really like these for that ease of use.
What are the costs of some of these? What price points do we have that are going to make these more attractive, Trey?
Well, the RC Monster Truck is $99, and because it's a two-in-one toy, it is of great value. And that's something else that I like about Huffy, too, is because they are affordable but also so well-built.
So the question, that's always the question, frankly, for me. You buy these things, you put them together, and they go out in the driveway, and in 5 minutes they're broken, and you can't find the parts to fix them. And just so the thrill of opening the package and getting excited about using it, quickly the luster is lost because the stuff is junk.
That's true, and that's why I like a legacy brand like this with Huffy, because you know they've been around for so long that you can really rely on those toys.
All right, a few seconds on other trends that will be big this season, you think?
Yeah, so I think anything dinosaur-related, Star Wars is going to be big, anything animatronic, which requires lots of batteries, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And then with the YouTube unboxing trend, anything with a reveal, anything with a surprise element, and then STEM toys, so educational toys, but that are also fun, will be really hot this holiday season.
All right, good. There's an update for us to be thinking about anyway. Trey Bodge here discussing toys for this season, 10 before the hour on the DJV Show.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance.
That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of Nutramedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at Nutramedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
To mess around with cars with our auto expert, Nick Miles, website ourautoexpert.com. He's here to figure out what's going on as the Wall Street outlook for car makers and suppliers seems to be taking a hit because of the situation with China. I think that's the case too, Nick, with I'm always cleaning up old things on my farm. The price of steel had gone up, or scrap metal had gone up. I don't know where it is now, but I'm told it's gone down because of the trade war. And a lot of the cars, by the way, today, I wonder if you've ever done a study of that, how much the new cars are made from things that are recycled, scrap, old metal.
Yeah, there's a lot of companies that are very proud of that, in fact, or organic materials as well. I know Ford uses soy foam inside their seats, which, you know, is an American product. So farmers in the Southeast are growing soy, and they're using that and the foam of their seats. They were sort of one of the pioneers of that. But scrap, you know, a lot of times it's safety, integrity. They want to use new steel. They want to use new aluminum because there's always questions about how safe it is in cars. I think I'm pretty sure it's fine, but at the same time, it's always good to use raw steel and new raw aluminum when you build something that you're going to put your family inside.
Yeah, from what I've been told, it doesn't make any difference. Once they melt it down and they clean whatever it is that's in it out of it, that could be a problem. Who knows? But what's going on? What's the impact of the Chinese situation other than Wall Street not liking it?
Well, at this point, you know, everybody was predicting what would happen. There was million one different forecasts of what would happen. But it's now really making an effect because companies like Morgan Stanley are saying things are going to get tougher for car companies to make cars. Things are going to get tougher for them to actually make profits. just because of some of these little things. It's like that butterfly effect, right? A butterfly flaps its wings in the Bahamas and a hurricane hits the East Coast. It's a, it's the sort of knock-on effect that'll happen over time. And they're saying, which is, it's more important than the actual what's happening, but Morgan Stanley saying it's cut its forecast. It thinks it's going to be much harder to reach those sales products. And it's not just China, Doug. It's also the fact that we've oversaturated the American market. We've been selling 18 million cars to Americans.
Yeah, and well, the Chinese, with the weakness there, their economy is not going to be, and they were a big new market for American cars. So, yeah, that's understandable. This week,
you've got to look at things. You got to look at things like Cadillac, though, because Cadillac sell 80% of their cars in China. And if that door closes, it's a sort of a brand. So a Buick, the same way Buick sell 80% of their cars in China. If the China door closes for American car companies, it could be goodbye Buick.
Really? Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's not happy news, is it? Not at all. All right. So speaking of not happy news, this week I came across a 2008 Ford 450 with one of those six engines in it that has blown a piston, 160,000 miles on it. I can't imagine that Ford kept doing that. And this is insight because Ford and the 150, the gas engine trucks, yada, yada, they're fine. For the guy that doesn't know any better. But people who are serious truck users like me want a diesel engine, anything bigger than a 350. And I can't find one in a late model, or at least I can't with Ford. So I'm going to go to GM because their diesel engine is much better. But I don't understand how Ford could keep putting those engines that they knew were no good and kill the value of the bigger Ford trucks year after year after year. I'm talking about like 6 years worth of those trucks. Junk. Yeah, they got a diesel.
What it comes down to is people like you that know, right? So you know that they're no good, and it's a bean counter thing. So the guys at Ford sit there going, all right, how much will it cost us to fix it, and how much will it cost us to correct it? And they work through that, and they decide not to do it. Whereas the sort of moral inner person in us says we should never put a product out which is any way, shape, or form not 100%. Not super familiar with that engine, but they're not. They wouldn't be the first company to make decisions based on their financial pocket about how how it affects the consumer.
Speaking of the Fords and the Chevys, they ducked out of the Texas truck rodeo, gave it all to Dodge. That tells you something.
Yeah, in fact, under sort of privacy or on deep cover, Chevy have told me that they don't compete where they're not going to win. And so ultimately, they have pulled out of the Texas truck rodeo for the last 3 years. Ford pulled out this year, which basically left the Ram 1500 on top of the pile. So what that says to me is that both of them knew they couldn't win. It's kind of like, why turn up to the Olympics if you can't take the gold medal? Yeah. And it's sad that they've done that, but ultimately, what it tells me is the Ram 1500 is probably the best truck in America.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one. The Ram, as long as you don't get an automatic transmission in the damn thing, get a diesel Cummins engine and a standard transmission, you got a great truck. Nick Miles, our
bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.